Banks. Banks are fleecing Australians abroad about $15 every time they make a withdrawal.
Mm.
That's just not right and that's not fair, is it? It just gives you the absolute red-hot squirts, doesn't it? Tell you what, they should have a royal commission into Banks.
Well, the last time I was away, I put the card that accesses my bank account into the hole in the wall and it said not recognised. So I rang my bank and they said, oh, well, you'll have to use your credit card. Now, using your credit card means that you have to pay for a cash advance.
Martin North, banking analyst from Digital Finance Analytics. Martin, good morning to you.
Hello there.
Is currency conversion the greatest rort in human history?
One of many, I fear. And if you go overseas, you're going to get stung left, right and centre. And it's very hard to not fall foul of fees and charges and exchange rates. But I think the exchange rate one is probably the worst one because you have no idea what it's going to be converted at.
And it doesn't reflect the cost of doing business, does it? It's not as if it costs the bank $14 so that they can make $1 on the transaction.
Well, no, that's right. And, of course, if you think about it, you've got an international network at the far end. You've got the currency movements in the middle and you've got local processing here. But, frankly, it's as cheap as chips to make these transactions. So this is nothing to do with the real costs of doing business at all. It's just a way of making money, frankly.
How do they manipulate currency conversion?
Well,
can they just make it anything they like, can they? Or are they governed by some sort of organisation?
Well, there are some rules that says it should be close to the exchange rate that's of the day. But the point is there are many exchange rates of the day, right? There is a commercial rate, then there is a cash rate. That's always significantly worse. And the problem is that there is nearly no governing rule. It's precisely what exchange rate they may use. And then they'll say, well, of course, it was a market movement at that particular point in time. The rates change. And therefore, it's very hard to be able to actually argue the right or the wrong rate afterwards.
It's interesting. What the Royal Commission demonstrated is that banks don't regard their customers as someone to be appreciated. They regard their customers as someone to be exploited at every available turn. This is just another demonstration of the business ethos of banks.
Yeah, I mean, customers are there to be milked, frankly. That's been the philosophy for years and years in the finance system. And, you know, there's a cultural change that's required to switch the mode into customer friendly, but you know it's a big journey, and frankly, people are paying through the nose at the moment, left, right, and centre.
Good on you, man. And where you will find Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, and where you will find customers being treated with respect, is by small business. They have a completely different attitude to their customers.
Well, is there a small bank?
Okay, good question.